Epilogue. Only the faithful. Gardas ran. His breath burned in his lungs. His heart pounded feverishly. Every step was a titanic struggle, and his limbs felt like weights of pure sigmarite. The weapons in his hands were heavier than he had ever known them to be, but he dared not drop them. Not here. He ran, pushing himself through thigh-deep muck and sucking ordure. He knew that, were it not for his faith, he would have been dead 100 times over.
"Only the faithful," he gasped. "Only the faithful."
The words escaped his cracked and bleeding lips over and over again, a mantra against madness, a reminder of who he was. The words kept his limbs moving and his abused lungs snatching in the foul air. He heard a thunderous splash behind him, but did not dare look back. He would have seen nothing, he knew, save the miasmic haze that cloaked this place. In a way, he was thankful for it. No mortal could gaze upon the loathsome horrors of Nurgle's garden and emerge sane.
"Then perhaps you are already mad," he thought,
and choked on a wild laugh. If he started laughing, he would not stop. Around him, he heard the tiny giggles of Nurglings and worse things as they watched him go by. So far, none had sought to bar his path. Then why would they? There was no escape from the garden, and he was already marked by one greater than they.
"Only the faithful," he hissed. "Only the faithful. Only the faithful."
Another splash, closer this time. He felt the muck tremble beneath his feet as his pursuer drew close.
"Why do you run, little pustule?"
Bolothrax's deep voice rumbled from the haze somewhere behind him, thick with foul mirth.
"Can we not promenade the grandfather's glopsome gardens together, Gardas?"
He bent his head and forged on, trying to ignore the voice, the stink of this place, all of it, save what lay directly ahead of him.
"Only the faithful," he breathed.
"There is so much to see, Gardas, so much to learn at grandfather's knee, if you have but the wit to listen,"
Bolothrax boomed.
"Slow your feet. Stay a while."
His voice faded, and Gardas wondered whether the creature had any more sense of where it was going than he did. Then perhaps it didn't care. To Bolothrax, he was but an afternoon's pleasant diversion. Gardas thought again of stopping, turning, facing the demon as a true stormcast, hammer in hand. But he knew that was simply another sort of madness. He had faced the creature and been found wanting. Here, in the very seat of Nurgle's power, he stood no chance at all. All he could do was run. So, Gardas ran.